everyone. Welcome to WD Carousel, a podcast. My name's Ian.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Laurel.
And we are going to, you know, trying to get into the holiday spirit here. So we're going to take a look at some of our favorite holiday traditions that Disney does at their park properties, which is kind of fun.
Yeah. It's the best time to be there, in my opinion.
I don't know. Y'all know I'm a Halloween girl, but if it's not Halloween, it's definitely going to be Christmas at the parks.
I just think that it's just the most aesthetically pleasing time of year to be there.
Like,
I love it so much. Like, I'll take a gigantic 50-foot Christmas tree anytime.
And they do love their giant 50-foot Christmas trees
everywhere.
You will find one in every single, okay, maybe not 50-foot, but
every park. Shockingly tall. Yeah.
Yes,
for considering.
And since we've done episodes before where we've talked about the different holiday options at the different parks, we thought that instead of doing the same thing and talking about the same stuff that we've discussed prior, we should just talk about the stuff. The little things, or the things that make us love. Why am I gesturing with my slipper?
I don't know. We're getting out of pocket today, guys.
That make us love the parks at the holiday time.
Yeah, yeah. Just kind of like going into our memories and recent and times gone by. And I don't know.
Sorry. you're getting really nostalgic.
It's been a long day.
It has. I mean, I was just waving my slipper around.
That's true.
So.
That's true. Oh man.
Vague gesturing. Should I start this off?
Yeah, start us off. Start us off.
Snope.
I'm assuming that's snow soap.
Yes. So as a Minnesotan, as the three of us are currently, we are used to snow. And the first snowfall is very pretty, and we got the oohs and the ahs. Yeah. Yes, and then after that, we hate it.
Yeah.
But
I'm good for about a month, and it's like,
this is the way. Yeah.
Especially if it lasts, like, after Christmas, get rid of it. But we don't have an off switch for it.
Right.
Unlike the parks, where, you know, there's nothing like standing on Main Street USA and having snow come down from the roofs of the buildings around you with all the lights on and the music going, and you know it's just bubbles, that it's just suds, but it's so magical that I still love it. As a Minnesotan who sees real snow, I still love it.
There's the extra level of magic by the dissonance of feeling warm and seeing what feels
like it
should
be snow.
That's the
thing, too. Yeah, it's usually comfortable. It might be a little chilly. It might need like a light jacket.
Right.
I'm not in a parka and Uggs. Right. I'm a happy girl.
50s, 60s.
60s, yeah.
Perfect weather, in my opinion.
I remember the first Christmas party after hours that I went to with my family. I was still pretty young.
Yeah.
And at that point in time, they had... You could go sledding down Main Street.
Ooh,
there
was a little
sled hill. And what I mean by little, I mean an adult could look over it. Like one of those plastic slide for three-year-old height hills. And you had to have a parent's approval to go
down it. Of course.
But it was on the sidewalk, and I wanted to go down it so bad. My mom just looked at me like, really? You want to go down that?
You've been on a real sled hill, Crystal.
You are from Minnesota, ma'am.
And my mom was like, that's as big as they have for hills down here, Crystal. And I was like, oh, really?
That's funny.
And they probably got rid of it due to insurance reasons.
Right.
I imagine, just one kid being an ass
early
and
90s
standing
something.
On the sled. That's all you need.
Yeah. But that is the first time, and I remember the snope coming down and watching kids sled down this little mini hill.
Yeah.
I was just in heaven.
I love that.
That is super cute.
That is cute. So I'm going to inject one that's not in our notes because...
No, I just... I,
you know, why
it's,
not?
It's our
stuff. Yeah. So... For me, the last time I was down there prior to our most recent visit, we went to, it was that weird weekend where they had just rolled over into Christmas stuff. Mm-hmm. And overall, something that I, this is a weird way to start. One thing I don't like about the holidays at Disney is I actually weirdly don't like having holiday music, especially that early. If it's like pre-Thanksgiving, I was like, I'm there for the Disney ambience, and part of that is the Disney sound, this Disney scoring everywhere. Mm-hmm. And if you're just like, wait, this is all Christmas music, that bugged me, especially in Animal Kingdom. I don't know why. It was just like, it drove me nuts, and then I talked to my mom about it, and it also drove her nuts. But anyway, so the thing that I did like, though, is we were at Animal Kingdom, and they had those, the puppets that are like walking, like the walking puppets.
Great.
It was just, like there was just the winter something. Time,
like animals. Like
penguins and like, it just, they the just felt,
bear,
they shouldn't have felt so fluid, but they just really felt endearing and alive in the, even though they were very kind of abstract. It was really cool.
And
was,
that speaks to the talent of the puppeteers.
Yeah, the puppeteers are amazing.
That was just amazing. And they were just, and the way that they were able to be a presence along with the puppet. I always love seeing puppeteers who have found a way to develop their presence to be kind of along with the puppet. It's, it was just a very fun experience. I just remember that being really cool walking into the park.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've seen videos of it. Yeah. I'd love to see it in person.
Yeah. It was really cool.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite things is very simple. It's just like the decoration in general. Like I love being at my hotel and seeing how they decorate and then going to the parks and see how this one's decorated differently, but it still gives you like that kind of warm holiday feeling.
Yeah.
And I love like the Christmas tree stroll at Disney Springs, because like they have like a cool Haunted Mansion one and you can like find different things. I just, I love decorating for Christmas. I am very basic in this way. I am aware. Knows this about myself.
It's okay.
But we love that about you. I do love how they pay this detailed attention to wherever they're decorating. Like if you're at the Contemporary, their decoration is going to be very different than if you're at Boardwalk or if you're at Polynesian.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're all just so beautiful in their own way. Their design group for holidays is just
they always go all in.
Perfect.
Yeah. And that like, design group works year round.
Yeah.
To figure out what decorations they're going to have, they're going to change, they're going to bring back.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I mean, kudos to them. They do it overnight.
Yeah.
They literally take down Halloween and change it over to Christmas the very next morning in the Magic Kingdom. Not in Disneyland. Disneyland, they do have a little bit slower transition time.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But that's where, you know, and there's not as many people coming to visit.
Mm-hmm.
But watching even, they have the episodes of it on Disney Plus where you can see them
all the time,
change over to Christmas.
And wild.
You know that they had a Halloween party literally that night, too, because it was Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a Halloween party, which means they have even less time overnight than normal to change over and bring in that five-piece Christmas tree.
Yeah. And not only that, they like replant the front where the Mickey head is in front of the train station. They replant that with like poinsettias or whatever colored flowers are going to do.
All the pumpkins are taken down and the garland swag is up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All the lights change over. The only thing that they start early, I think, is any sort of lighting on the castle, but that didn't happen this year due to the 50th anniversary decorations.
Yep. Got it.
I will say I do miss the Frozen lights, the white lights that you usually do for Christmas.
Those were really nice.
Yeah, they're so pretty. And they did that for several years. And then last year they did projections because I think short staffing due to COVID.
Yeah.
And those were fun, but not as iconic and beautiful.
And they weren't doing fireworks yet either.
Yeah.
So it allowed them to have a little bit of celebration around the castle.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. I remember seeing it when we walked in, because when we walked into the park and then it became like, right as it became nighttime, we were like, out in a land somewhere, you know, out in an adventure land or something.
Mm-hmm.
We come back, we're like, whoa, like it was just so, you know, crisp and brilliant. And it was really cool to see. Yeah, that was neat. I will miss that.
Though I have to say my favorite decorations other than Main Street USA, which are glorious.
Yeah.
Is Hollywood Studios.
That projection.
I love the 50s nostalgia of it. Having baubles in the lake.
Yeah.
With Gertie the dinosaur. Yep.
Gertie with her hat.
And just I understand that they are nostalgic for some people and not for others, but these are the ones that I grew up with decorations wise and my grandparents' house.
Yeah.
Because my grandmother had all of these decorations from the 50s when she was younger and, you know, starting out her family and everything. And those are the ones that she would constantly pull back out. The simple tinsel shapes hanging from the light posts. I even do that in my house here, which I'm going to be decorating this coming Saturday. So when you come back and we come to record, you're going to see like little corner tinsel pieces hanging off of my ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I also try to do the kind of retro. I don't do tinsel, but like the retro inspired decorations are where I'm at too.
Yeah.
And that's largely because of Hollywood Studios, because I grew up going there during Christmas and I loved the decorations and they do have nostalgia and they're gorgeous. And I also love the projections on the Tower of Terror.
Muppets.
And then like this year they have one where you can see people dancing in the Tip Top Club.
Jingle bell.
It was so cool.
I remember we saw the when we were there, we saw the not the holiday theme one, but the 50th where they had the people up in the Tip Top Club. That is cool.
So cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
But if I have to choose a park that makes me happiest decorations wise, like I said, that's why it's Hollywood Studios, because the statuary that they bring out reminds me of the porcelain dolls that my grandmother would pull out, or
all of those different things. It's funny because my favorite decorations at my house growing up, my parents had a Department 56, they still do, a Department 56 Christmas in the City.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, it's funny to me because that always connected me to Disney. You know, because it's like got that same level of like everything is like this kind of perfectly detailed little world that is of its own. And that always like created a bridge to me for Disney. And like when you go to like Main Street and it's the same, everything's all dressed up and it looks that way. It always kind of was like it was a weird little like memory bridge for me. I don't know.
Oh, I totally get that. Yeah. It's gorgeous. I agree. I think for decorations wise, I love that. I even love like the Santa, like circular Santas they have on like the light fixtures. It's so cute.
Now, I will say the gingerbread house at the Grand Floridian, though,
very impressive.
It can't be beat.
Right.
If you have a chance to see one thing at one of the resorts, make sure you go see the gingerbread house. It's a 2-story house made of gingerbread that people are actually inside.
Selling gingerbread.
Selling you gingerbread shingles.
Yes.
I will say I also have a soft stop for the one at Boardwalk, because that's generally where I've stayed.
Isn't that the carousel?
Christmas. No, that is at the Beach Club, I think.
Oh, okay.
But at the Boardwalk, they have a gingerbread boardwalk. So it has like all of the different storefronts in gingerbread. And it's super cute. Yeah. That's why I love going to all the hotels, because they all have something unique but cohesive, and it's so fun.
Yeah.
But the gingerbread house at Grand Floridian is crazy. And just just go in there and smell it, man.
Yeah.
Just
it's a smell.
Hang out.
Anytime I smell gingerbread, I think of Disney.
Unfortunately, I really like gingerbread, but I love the smell of gingerbread.
I think the last time I was down there for the holidays, though, I didn't make it over to the Grand, but we were hanging out at the Contemporary, and at that point in time they were doing a gingerbread Snow White
Cinderella diorama.
Wow.
And that was pretty too. It was very Mary Blair feeling, and so they were matching the motif, and it made me happy.
Yeah, super cute. And then of course you have the Christmas parties, which I love. One time, I think a couple of years ago, we went twice in one visit.
Nice.
Cuz the first night my husband and I were always going to go twice, because I just love after hours parties and when they were actually parties, I'm not. and it's just so nostalgic. I love being up late. I love getting to stay, you know, and see the decorations at night and hang out. And they have the Christmas parade with the toy soldiers, and Vanellope in her little gingerbread car has always been a favorite of mine. And I just think it's so fun. And then they have the Snoop on Main Street. So you get kind of like all the best hits for Magic Kingdom holiday at that party.
Magic Kingdom holiday greatest hits.
Yes. And then, of course, you have the smaller crowds.
Right.
And then my whole family ended up going twice, because the first night we went, it was like rainy and freezing. But I was like, whatever, I'm still going to take advantage.
Oh, yeah, you're still going to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, so we went twice, but it was delightful.
Nice. That's very cool. I have not done a Christmas after hours yet. Only done Halloween. And I feel like
you get unlimited cookies and hot cocoa.
Yep.
Can probably have the cocoa, probably not the cookies.
Oh yeah.
Which, you know, that's fine. Whatever. I'm used to it. Used to it at this point.
And they have the specialty fireworks, the Christmas fireworks year that are strictly only for the Halloween party. Or not Halloween party. My goodness. Holiday party.
The worst part was is I just like blew right past it and didn't even hear it.
It's me. You I'm like, yeah, me to it's talk fine. About Halloween
Whatever.
Non-stop.
It was a holiday. Halloween. The same. Yeah.
But I want to say I think the fireworks this year for the Christmas party are better than the 50th fireworks within Chapman.
Yeah, I've not watched them yet.
I think they're better. I think they're better.
Okay.
But I'm just putting it out there. It's fine. You don't have to agree with me. Sure. But I think they're better.
All right.
And then let's not forget also the one time of year we get the Jingle Cruise.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the only place in the United States where you can have your Christmas puns and eat them too. Mm. I love them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny because I was unaware prior to 2018 that they did an overlay for the Jungle Cruise.
Really?
Yeah. I just didn't know. I just like hadn't really thought about it. I hadn't looked into it. Hadn't really thought about it. And so we get to, this is the trip in November with my family. We get there and I'm like, Jingle Cruise. Oh my God. it was a groan, like exactly what they wanted you to do happened to me. Just like, yeah.
Okay. Now we have to go.
And
was it everything you ever wanted?
Of course.
Yes.
Like, how could it not be? It's exactly what.
Yeah.
It's exactly what you expected.
Eggnog Ethel and mistletoe.
Well, especially
Molly
like when you're so used to the puns as they were. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's good to change it up sometimes, and then it's delightful.
See something different.
Now, we haven't been on it since they've updated the Jungle Cruise. So
I have. It was great.
For the Jingle Cruise?
Oh, no, the Jingle Cruise.
Yeah. I was going to say, since they've changed the Jungle Cruise.
They've done a lot of changes to the script on
I don't know. I haven't heard anything, but that'd be something I'd be interested in
checking
out here eventually.
Yeah. I would assume that they would have to, because the regular, like, puns that they did have on the regular ride were changed up a lot.
Yeah
I mean, they got rid of complete scenes and stuff, so
yeah it was interesting. They kept the backside of water though, because people would have actually murdered them.
you forgot that.
So
now I will say Magic Kingdom does lack when it comes to Small World's overlay that happens in Disneyland. Disneyland's Small World overlay is gorgeous. As someone who is, you know, I'm a fan of Disney, I don't hate going on Small World, but it's not something I'm gonna go out of my way for. The first time that I went to Disneyland, I was only there for 3 days between the two parks, and I went on Small World 3 times.
Wow. I like Small World, but yeah, it's their overlay is legit. Plus they have like characters from the movies in the appropriate lands, which I am jealous of.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but they just it was like Mary Blair exploded Christmas in there. So part Hollywood Studios decoration, but more mixed with Mary Blair style. It was just constant eye candy all over the place. You didn't know where to look. Yeah. It was wonderful.
That's super cool.
I also love Epcot for Festival of the Holidays. I love all the cool food booths that have all like the great sweet treats. And then they have, you know, the different decorations for all the countries and World Showcase.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm an Epcot girl anyway.
Yeah, I know. I have a hard time like...
Epcot girl.
I definitely... It's hard for me to go wrong with whatever happens in Epcot. I'm always just kind of like happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the free show that happens, the candlelight processional.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
With the stars.
The stars.
Come out. Like, I know Neil Patrick Harris is regularly out here. Whoopi Goldberg's out here.
Yeah.
The voice of Moana actually just did one a couple nights ago. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You can get a free little show with them, which is
always
fun.
I've never actually gone to it.
Oh,
I've
really?
I've wanted to, but like I've never gotten like a package, and I've never been willing to like stand in line for 2.5 hours to get a seat.
That's always my thing too.
One year I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna like book a package.
Yeah, it's like I don't like I go to Disney a lot more than most people, but I don't go enough for sometimes where it's like that would be just waiting.
Yeah.
Like I would rather not just wait.
Yeah.
I don't need to do the big things. I just want to do something. Like, just even if it's nothing. I just
Figment three times.
Yeah, it could be Figment three, two maybe for Figment. But
unless he wears a Christmas sweater.
That's fair.
That's true.
Isn't that enough for you?
Oh, no.
Okay, maybe mix it up with Living with the Land so you can see the light snowmen on the beach.
Yes.
I do love Living with the Land. It and is I love too. Living with the Land.
Such an underrated attraction.
We went on the Behind the Scenes tour, and it is well worth the money, which is not a lot of money.
No, it's like $25.
Are you serious?
And it's like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's the best value at Disney.
It's great.
Completely. Anyways.
Yeah.
They do a little bit of light overlay as well once you get to their greenhouse area. Okay. So it's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend going when it gets dark. So that way when you are in the greenhouse,
the lights are really dark outside.
And the lights are really bright.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The tunnel that you go under to get into there is covered in lights.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
It's
super cute.
But is there anything else that we are missing right now that are our memories, our favorites?
You know, I have memories. Weirdly enough, when I was a kid, we did a big Christmas trip to Disney. It was like not on Christmas because we're not crazy, but around Christmas time, and I got so sick, really like bad food poisoning. But I remember we went to this big dinner show, like the Contemporary Resort, in one of their big ballrooms. They had like a special like dinner and like stage show of like all the characters. I was going through pictures today, like old pictures, and I saw pictures of it, and it was really cool. I did have to rush out and be sick in the bathroom, but I remember loving it and hoping that like next time we came it would still be going on, because I really wanted to see the whole thing. And they don't do it anymore. So I wish that they would bring back some cool stage show like that. Because it had characters, it had dancing, it had like a whole storyline.
Yeah.
Kind of like you would see in front of the castle. At Magic Kingdom, but it was like a dinner thing. And it was really big.
Neat.
So I was like, I always really thought that was really cool. And I wish I had gotten to see the whole thing. So I wish that they would bring that back. Because, I mean, they do a lot.
They do a lot.
But like, that seemed really special.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do have one little memory that I think I want to share. And again, this was in a 90s thing. Now, this is my cousin. I have two cousins that are like siblings with me.
Mm-hmm.
And they went down, and my cousin Michael was chosen to be in the parade. And they don't do this anymore unless you are the grandmaster of the parade.
Yeah.
And then you get put in a car, and that's the only thing. They let him dress up as an ornament. So
what?
He had this big round
That's
costume.
Awesome.
And my aunt has a picture of him in the parade, but he got tired walking after a while, so he just squatted down. So here's this picture of him dressed up as an ornament in front of, you know, this crowd of people waiting for the parade. And he's tired. Now, I know that Disney doesn't do that anymore. But still, you know, it's a memory that we still pull out that photo every single year and talk about it. And
you know,
30-something now, and it's hilarious. But,
oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, that's just another little sparkle that Disney gave us that you don't get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, anyways, on that happy Christmas note, you guys dress up like your own favorite ornaments. This has been WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Crystal.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Laurel.
And we hope you have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Just a dream away.